We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Choppy waters legally swirling around President Trump. Let's talk more about it with University of Richmond Law Professor Carl Tobias. Carl, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
So right up front, why can't a sitting president be indicted?
Well, for starters, there's a Justice Department interpretation that says you can't indict a sitting president. And I think Mr. Mueller and the Justice Department will probably feel they should follow that. And so that's why there's unlikely to be an indictment against the sitting president. They just read the law and the Constitution that way. And I think that interpretation has been followed for a long time.
Seems to be subpoenas are unclear also at times.
Well, that's true, though I think there's probably more support for that possibility. And there is a U.S. v. Nixon, which wasn't against the president per se, but lends support to the idea the president's not above the law in the criminal law context. And I think subpoenas have been served, and certainly presidents have been put under oath and in the White House actually been examined.
It does seem the president's fairly insulated compared to saying no one is above the law. Why is that?
Well, the Supreme Court cases talk about the enormous duties that the president has, and even the ones that say, for example, Clinton versus Jones, that her case could proceed while the president was in office, were very cautious about the duties imposed on the president and not imposing on those. So, for example, they went to the White House and took the deposition so as not to disrupt all of the responsibilities of the president.
We're talking to University of Richmond Law Professor Carl Tobias. Carl, what does the president face legally from here on out?
Well, that's a good question and not one easy to answer. What I think has been most compelling about the Mueller investigation is how little we know about it. We did have the conviction of Manafort this week in Alexandria, but the special prosecutor has been very tight-lipped. There haven't been any leaks, really, of anything substantive, so it's not clear. I think he's carrying on his investigation. What we do know, of course, is pretty soon the Justice Department rule will kick in that something like 2 months before an election, you're not supposed to do something that would influence that election. And so while he may continue his work, he is unlikely to make any announcements in that period of time.
You know, there have been several people in Trump's circles that have pleaded guilty to various charges. From an associative standpoint, from an optic standpoint, it's not very good, right?
Well, that's right. A number of them have pled. Michael Flynn, I think, was the first, but a number recently. And so there are questions about associations and whether some of that activity does touch the president. And the president seems to have said different things, for example, about payments to Stormy Daniels and others.
Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to campaign violations and some other things. Is that enough to send the Congress down the impeachment road?
Well, it could be, but it doesn't seem very likely. Members of Congress are being pretty tight-lipped right now, and that may well be appropriate. But we'll see what the information looks like, what Mueller finds and all of that. But it does seem like Congress is likely to await the midterm elections and then go from there in terms of anything like impeachment. But there's talk of it, of course.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your time and insight. Great stuff. Thank you very much.
Sure.
University of Richmond Law Professor Carl Tobias.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.